check. Tying everything up, making sure that everything's working. So I appreciate the call back. 73's to you. JQ4 Yankee Charlie India is clear and monitoring.
Ray Zeddy, radio sounding real good. Is that you, Bill? To you in a while. This is Dude in Easley. Been hot, I guess, like everybody else. Caught you the other day for just about 5 minutes. We weren't out. Went to the store in between 12 and 3. You were talking about the 45, the Glock 45.
That's the gun that cannibalized Glock.
That something about the sights or something on it, I remember.
He was asking me, if I'm correct about this, they wanted to know what would be the one gun, the one handgun I would have if I could only have, and if I could only have it stock. And I said something about the Glock 45 being the perfect one for me, except the Glock sights that come with it just are garbage.
But I heard, I immediately thought when you said, I guess like a lot of people, I'm not super gun savvy, but I thought 45 caliber, and then you mentioned
Glock models, the reason they have the number they have is because that's their patent number. So all of the recent Glock 9mm models are the 43, the 48, the 47, the 45, that kind of thing.
Much about them. I've got a 22 single shot bolt action rifle. That's about the only thing I've really got. I guess I need to get something else too, I guess.
I mean, it really comes down to a preference thing. If you want one, yes, they're all out there. They're readily available. Guns are pretty dependable nowadays. The only one I wouldn't buy today would be the SIG P320.
What not to get. I tell you what I like the looks of, and I always love the looks of these. And I actually shot one that a friend had at the range. Was the 1911. It was just a, I guess you call it meat and potatoes. It was just a standard gun, but it was the coolest looking gun.
Let's shoot the 1911. Well, they're pretty dangerous people. The 1911, I mean, I carried that all throughout my time when it was my secondary weapon with my M60 machine gun. I qualified with it 4 times as an expert. It doesn't carry a lot of rounds, but the rounds it carries are big, fat, and slow, and when they hit you, they hurt.
But you did machine guns, all of that stuff, huh?
When I was in the military, I was a combo guy, but I was in an infantry unit. So, yeah, we had to cross-train a little bit. Then I got out, and I did a little bit of competing, but then when I started the load radio show, I got back immersed into the tactical world. And so, yeah, I play a little bit with this and a little bit with that. Haven't shot a fully automatic weapon in probably 5 or 6 years. Now that I have to pay for the ammunition, that's a very expensive hobby.
Now, I do have... And this is an older gun, but it's an air, it's a BB gun is what it is. But it's fully automatic. It holds 1,000 rounds. It works off of CO2. Now, it is a cool little BB gun, but it's a BB gun. But it's automatic. It's cool.
I've got a friend that has a few of those. They also make, I don't know if they make an air automatic BB gun. I know the CO2 ones are out there, but yeah, the real deal though is that gets to be really expensive when you can dump 30 rounds in about a blink of an eye.
I imagine it is. They had up at I don't know where you are actually, but you remember Allen Arms? I don't know if it's even still there or not.
Arsenal now.
If this was back mid-2000s, we went up there and a buddy of mine wanted to shoot. They had the Thompson machine gun, and he wanted to shoot that thing so bad. It was, I think it was 45 caliber, but he got to shoot it. They actually had it chained down, and they stood there with him or something, but he got to shoot that thing.
Shooting the fully automatic guns and then shooting the suppressed guns, they charge extra for that. That's a little scam they have going on, but fully automatic is it's cool unless you've shot the M2 50 caliber machine gun, though you haven't lived.
That's the same that they had in the B-17s.
It was what we had. All the tanks had those mounted on them as a secondary weapon for social work if they got in close and personal.
Remember seeing my movies and stuff, but it was the waist gunners in the B-17s. They had that mounted on a some kind of post, but it had like two thumb depressors or something, and a pair of handles they hung onto it with.
They call that the butterfly trigger. It looks like a butterfly to press down with your thumbs. The barrel alone weighs 115 pounds on that thing. If somebody's got enough ammo, there's nothing you can hide behind it. That gun can't get to you.
I'll shoot one of those. Now, I've seen it all on TV. I'm sure it's not like it looks, but it just looks fun.
One of those things, you can feel it in your lungs. You can be behind it and 200 yards behind it. And when it's going off, you can feel a concussion all around you.
I can just imagine. I don't even know if I can imagine, Bill. I'm trying to.
Gun to watch was what they have mounted in the nose of the A-10.
I mean, it's like, it's almost like a laser. It's shooting so fast.
The rate is 3,000 or 4,000 rounds a minute, but I mean, they can only hold the trigger down on that X amount of time, but with the A-10, what they did was they designed the gun, and then they designed the plane around the gun to make it work.
That's got to be one mean gun. Now, how long, you said they couldn't hold it down long? Is it because they don't have enough ammo, or it gets hot, or what?
I load like 5,000 or 6,000 rounds on it, so when they're doing ground support and they're running through, their bursts are about 3 or 4 seconds long, so they can conserve ammo.
Rounds, and if it's shooting 4,000, that's just over a minute of on time, right?
Yeah, it's going to run dry pretty quick. I'm not sure that it even carries 6,000 rounds because it's 20-millimeter ammunition. They have to, the vehicle that they take out to load the guns is a specialty vehicle that carries the ammo and actually loads it through a track feed that goes into it, and it's quite the thing to see.
I've seen on TV, you know, the whatever, the little movies and whatnot, but it looks like, are those electric guns maybe, or what?
Guns are spinning when they're firing.
They spin real fast, because when it stops, you can see the barrel slowing down.
Multi-barrel design, because as fast as it's firing, if they didn't, they just melt the barrel. So they have to use multi-barrels to do that.
Do they have stuff like that on YouTube?
Go do a search on A-10 gun run and watch that. It when it fires, it just sounds like it goes blap. It doesn't sound like it's going bang, bang, bang.
TV, it does. It sounds like what you just described. It's just like a scream. Wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of something like that.
Depleted uranium, so they're really heavy. And they sort of, they're going so fast that they detonate from kinetic force. And they can tear a tank up. But, I mean, there's no tank in the world that can stand up to that gun.
What rounds, report, or whatever you call them?
I don't rightly know what they field now. Back in the day, it was just they were going so fast that the speed alone would make it, but it wasn't detonating.
Now, I know, what was that, those bullets, they were speed of those were, it seemed like on the box, maybe 1,000 feet per, what was it? I forgot. 1,000 or maybe 1,100, something like that, feet per something.
On your 22 is pretty fast, right? It's probably 1,200 feet per second.
I'm sitting here, I'm in my hangar down here at my house, but I'm sitting here watching two humongous deer just standing in my yard. You see that, but it's, you know, the daylight showing up now, and they float around here.
For 10 years, I lived in Sitting Creek, and I lived there when they had developed everything behind the housing subdivision I lived in, and the deer would come right up to the fence.
I don't see a lot of them, but early in the morning sometimes, you know, my little two-meter radio's down here in the shop here, but I don't have it in the house, so I got to get down here to even get it on, so I rarely get up in time or early in the mornings to catch the guys, but yeah, I got the doors open, and I get to see the deer will do that, and I took a picture of them one time. It's a mother and a baby, but boy, they've grown since early spring.
Where do you live anywhere close to 123?
You know, there's a private airstrip in Ely. Are you familiar where that is?
I think so. I'd heard of it. I never went to it, but I don't know exactly where it is, where it's located, but I was just going to say you're a braver man than me if you're living anywhere near 123.
Like close to 123. It's actually, well, I guess a couple of miles really, kind of back in behind Walmart, back in there, but deep, closer to, you know where 183 is? Okay, I'm kind of between 183 and 123, but closer to 183.
The track side.
123, but way on up, more toward the hospital in Easley.
Okay, yeah. I have fond memories of the hospital in Easley when I had my heart attack. That was my first stop.
Yeah, I'm not far from about two, maybe at the most 3 minutes from there, go toward Dacusville, that direction. You ever heard of that?
I have. Listen, check it out. The hounds are wanting to go in the house for some reason, so I'm going to go do that, but I will be back, and 73's to you. It was very good speaking with you this morning.
Enjoyed the gun lesson there, too. Gets me kind of interested. I'll leave the radio on in case you show back up for a little bit, because I'm just kind of sitting here doing nothing. So catch you in a little bit. Toodles there, N4AZE.